Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're going to end up having Aaron Dykes with a part two on the eugenics talk that we started Friday, this governing system. And I'm going to have him back maybe Friday with a part three, because this is such a big subject. But we'll have him in here for about 45 minutes today, because I want to play this Ron Paul clip when he was on there with Stephanopoulos this weekend. Let's go ahead and get into this clip, then I'm going to comment on it in the next segment. Here it is.
It was a mistake to go, so it's a mistake to stay. If we make
Republican Ron Paul is the only candidate in his party against the Iraq war from the start. A 10-term congressman from Texas, he's also an obstetrician who's delivered more than 4,000 babies.
Vote for the principles of freedom.
And he was the libertarian candidate for president in 1988. I spoke with both men in Washington on Friday, starting with Congressman Paul, who had a nice crowd assembled on the street.
Hey, how's it going?
Hi, how are you?
He also came with a little news. After a burst of fundraising in the second quarter, he has more campaign cash on hand than the former frontrunner, John McCain.
I think some of the candidates are on the downslope. We're on the upslope. So can you imagine what it would be like if we do as well in the next quarter and quadruple our income and our numbers?
How do you account for it? What do you think happened?
To simplify it, I would say I think people have underestimated the number of people in this country that are interested in a freedom message. Just being free, free of the government, oppression of us, whether it's on our personal liberties, our economic liberties, and they certainly like the foreign policy of non-intervention. You know, just stay out of the internal affairs of others.
Let me get into that message of non-intervention, starting with Iraq. You're the only candidate on the stage in the Republican debates who is against the war in Iraq from the very beginning, and you want the troops to get out right now. But don't we have a responsibility to those we leave behind?
We have a lot of responsibility, but it's to the American people. We have it to our troops. We need to get them out of a bad situation. We need to get them out of harm's way, and we need to protect the American taxpayer. It's a tragedy of what's happening, what we're going to leave behind. But we don't know it's going to be as bad as those who are predicting bad things. Just remember, people who are predicting these very, very dire things to happen are the same ones who predicted it would be a cakewalk.
So you're willing to pay the price even if that is the price?
Well, it's not much of a price to save our men and save our taxpayer and change our foreign policy to be more sensible. Think of Vietnam. It worked out much better than anybody predicted. We're achieving with Vietnam what the founders advised us to achieve with everybody: friendship and trade. Not a belligerent attitude of forcing our wishes on other people.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I rise to urge the Congress to think twice before thrusting this nation into a war without merit.
You started out as a very lonely voice in the Republican Party, but it seems like more Republicans are inching your way, at least towards starting to pull out from Iraq. Do you believe that come next year, the Republican Party position will be, it's time to withdraw, it's time to get out?
If they are, they won't have a prayer in the election. I mean, where are their political instincts? That's why they're starting to shift. I mean, we'll take them any way we can get them, support for a more sane foreign policy.
You would completely pull out of the Middle East.
The main motivating factor of the hostility of this country, I've said it before, is absolutely true, is our presence in the Middle East. The sooner we get out of there, the better.
Have you ever read about the reasons they attacked us? They attack us because we've been over there. We've been bombing Iraq for 10 years.
That's an extraordinary statement. As someone who lived through the attack of September 11, that we invited the attack because we were attacking Iraq. I don't think I've ever heard that before, and I've heard some pretty absurd explanations for September 11.
Rudy Giuliani said you didn't know what you're talking about.
Well, that revealed a bit of lack of knowledge, to put it mildly, on his part, because there's been so many books. Our CIA defends my position. The 9/11 report defends my position. Paul Wolfowitz defends my position.
So no regrets for what you said?
Oh, no, but he was demagoguing. Everybody saw through that. He was the great patriot, and he was trying to say, I'm blaming America. I'm blaming bad policy. I'm not blaming our victims.
Do you think Rudy Giuliani knows better than what he said?
He knows better now.
All right, we'll be right back with the last couple minutes of this. I'll comment on it. We'll get into eugenics. Stay with me.
It's here.
after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
I need to do something about my dry heels. After a pedicure, they look great. Then I have to go right back again because my feet get dry so quickly.
Haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels, and they stay looking great. And my feet feel as good as they look.
What's that name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex. C-A-L-L-E-X.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, smooth heels and feet, use enzyme-rich, moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens, Long's, Snyder's Drug, Bilo, Card Drug, HEB grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, here's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calex for my heels.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm going to comment on this Ron Paul piece in just a few minutes. Let's go ahead and go back to it with This Week with George Stephanopoulos, Sunday.
He knows better now. I think he probably just looked at it superficially. He probably looked at the politics of getting the attention of hawkish-type conservatives, and he got the applause, so he was probably reinforced. But I'll bet you the week later he wasn't nearly as reinforced because they're using different language now, the general Republican leadership on this whole issue.
But President Bush says if we retreat from Iraq, Al-Qaeda, all of its allies are going to attack us here at home.
Well, I disagree. He believes that, and he believes it sincerely, but I don't think he's correct on that because I think we have done a great service to Osama bin Laden inadvertently because it's a recruiting tool for him. But what has happened to us? We have become isolated from the world. They charge me with, are you an isolationist? No, isolationism is being practiced
today.
Aren't
you proud of being an isolationist?
But I don't like the word.
You'd also pull out of the United Nations. You'd pull out of the International Monetary Fund. You'd pull out of the World Bank.
Yeah, but George Washington wasn't for all those shooting groups either. We didn't have a president for that until after World War II. So I don't think that's isolation. I want to trade with people. We have more enemies today and more enemies and less friends than we have ever had in our country.
You ran for president in 1988 as a libertarian.
The Libertarian Party and the Libertarian message offers a choice. It offers a choice for the American people not to have to vote for the lesser of evil.
You're running as a Republican this time. Why?
Well, I was elected to Congress 10 times as a Republican. That's a pretty good reason. I've been able to deliver this constitutional, very libertarian message to my district, and they like it, and they reelect me. And it's practical. Third parties, the laws are biased against them. Unless you're a billionaire, you can't even get on the ballot. So it's not very democratic.
You've also really built up a reputation for living out your libertarian principles. You served, as you said, 20 years in Congress, but you're not going to take a congressional pension.
Right.
As an obstetrician, you never took Medicare or Medicaid for your patients.
Never.
You didn't allow your children to take student loans for college.
No, because my goal was that they would work and I would help them, and that it wouldn't have debt. But not to borrow from the taxpayers. It's not the government. The government has nothing. They want to steal the credit from somebody who's trying to start a small business someplace. So if you steal credit out, you know, that means there's a pain and suffering for somebody that's invisible. So I wouldn't participate. I consider that an immoral act.
Do you think the Republican Party has stayed true to its small government principles?
They haven't stayed true to their principles about less government. What happened in this administration? They took it over, and we had massive increases in entitlements, and we have international conflict. So the party has lost its way.
What's success for you in this campaign?
What's success? What a win is one is the
That's
goal.
That's not going to happen.
Do you know for absolute? Are you willing to bet your every cent in your pocket for that?
Yes.
You are. Okay, I thought so just when I ran for Congress. I wouldn't bet anything. I could have been elected to Congress. The odds are great. The odds are difficult, and I know that. But I would say that what has happened so far is about 100 times greater than I anticipated. And I think that we have surprised a lot of people already, and I think we're going to surprise a lot more.
I challenged Ron Paul over a year ago to run for president. I know a lot of other people did. And Ron has said on this show, it's one of the things I'm proud of. I'm proud of you, the listeners, that in the first few months of the campaign, this show raised the majority of the money. Since then, there's been an even bigger boost, and your giving has eclipsed that. But he has repeatedly said on air now that when he goes out in the public, the majority of people showing up to his events cite this radio show. That is a testament. Now, I personally, I guess because I'm not good at asking for it, have not received 1/100th of the support Ron Paul has from this audience, but that's fine. People know Ron Paul is a winner. They know he's founding father material. They know that he can and could and should win, and you have gotten in behind him. And for that, I'm really, really proud of you and really, really thankful. I mean, the listeners of this show and the Genesis Network as well, really need to pat themselves on the back for the financial support, for the internet support, getting the word out, everything you've done. I do want to commend all of you out there. I know a lot of it personally for you has been thankless, but that's not what it's about. It's about saving this country. Now, Stephanopoulos is an arrogant CFR, top-level New World Order minion. He is here to destroy America. He's Bill Clinton's, of course, one of his top staffers, very evil. And he said, yeah, you know, arrogantly, I know you're not going to win. Ron Paul could get the nomination. He may. Ron Paul could probably, in reality, win the election. They would most certainly kill him. But Ron Paul has said that. He knows that he is in danger on this show. And he knows that that the dice are loaded, the game is rigged. But still, he can illustrate that by getting in the arena, and he can go to all these debates, and he can go to all these events and reach literally hundreds of millions of Americans, which he's now conservatively, if you had all the debates and the rest of it, he's probably reached 100 million people, at least a third of the country, that never heard of Ron Paul has now heard of him. He's been all over CNN, Fox, ABC News, the Internet. It's a phenomenon, and now people are Googling the name Ron Paul. They're finding PrisonPlanet.com. They're finding InfoWars.com. It's a synergy, a feedback loop. We're all, it's energizing the truth movement. So getting in the arena, taking action for Ron Paul, A, has been the right thing to do. B, they don't have Diebold in and these machines in nationwide. Over the weekend, he won a key New Hampshire scientific poll. He also got the endorsement of the National Taxpayers Union, 3-1 in the votes. But he did win a key New Hampshire poll. He now has raised $7 million. It was $5 million 3 weeks ago. It's now $7 million. He's raised more money than John McCain, who they were telling you was the front runner a year ago, 6 months ago, 3 months ago, giving him nothing but total attention. The truth is, and Republican leadership has even admitted this, they're running losers. Fred Thompson only jumped in because there was no interest, and so the farce, the theater, wasn't convincing, so they brought in some better thespians, some better sideshow actors. And now Fred Thompson, the actor, who's admittedly dying of cancer, got cancer that can kill him. He's in chemotherapy right now. Certainly could be dying. Maybe clear about that. Deep trouble. Looks like he's on death's doorstep from just what he looked like a year ago. He's running around. Yeah, he's going to run. People say he doesn't show up for events, acts like he's exhausted when he's giving them. It's not real, folks. It's meant to get Hillary or Obama in. They power share. I have the documents out of the New World Order archives from Carol Quigley and others. It is completely and totally staged. Okay? Do you understand that? The guys that run, like Mitt Romney and Giuliani, know that. It just boosts their name. They get to keep their campaign contributions. They get bigger contracts. He's running the Centra deal, handing over the Texas roads. Giuliani is, you know, Saudi Arabian lawyer for the Saudi princes. So just it just ups their cred in the world. They get to go on and run for Senate or whatever. So, I mean, this is literal theater. And see, Ron Paul showed up to the theater, to the ball, to the costume party, and he's saying, okay, I'm going to play the game. But he's running for real. And he's now surging in polls. Las Vegas is saying he's the only Republican that can beat a Democrat. Las Vegas. And they have to give good predictions. Because people subscribe and pay big money to those prediction services for the bets they're going to make. Okay? This is the bookies. Ron Paul, only person that can beat that witch Hillary. Which is why you're not going to hear Rush Limbaugh and the rest of them pushing. You're going to hear them push dead horses. They're going to put horses in the gates next to Hillary and Obama that literally don't even have legs. The gates will open, and there'll be these legless, fat horses waddling around on the ground. There's your analogy. Period. End of story. End of debate. And I listen to talk radio, and they play along with this farce, and they analyze which candidate they like more. And you know, who do you like, Barack Obama or Hillary Moore? I like Mitt Romney. I like Giuliani. I like... It's like if you're not voting for Ron Paul, you're not even in the election. There's nothing real in these other selected candidates. And that's the end of it. And I mean, I was in a restaurant last night with my two film editors, Aaron and Rob, and I was just looking at the people. And they all had on their own little costumes for the clique or niche they're in. And they were all talking, I was listening to them, they were all talking about mindless issues. Two tables were talking about their cars. Another table was talking about their job and talking trash about some employee. And I saw some family flapping their lips about real estate, which is fine and dandy. But I guarantee you, they didn't know anything about how the world works, nothing about the geopolitical system, nothing about fractional reserve banking, nothing about cancer viruses being put in their vaccines, nothing about how eugenicists run the planet, nothing about how they're in absolute total peril. And a normal behavior for me would have been to stood up and said, warning, warning, we're under attack. Listen to me, but see, that scene is crazy now. I'm supposed to just go down on the ship with you and just act like it's all normal and act like it's all good and just play along with all the bull. Well, you know what? I'm not going to do it anymore. I'm not going to play along with it anymore, and I'm not going to tell you what you want to hear, and I'm not going to hold back. I'm not going to hold back in what I say and the things I do. I'm just going to tell it like it is. And again, let the chips fall where they may. I have just made the decision that I'm in control because I'm not in control. I've just committed. I've turned loose. I'm not worried about how I sound or how I look. I just go from the gut with the info I've got, and I'm just swinging. And I'm going 110%. And by that, I have chosen to not be in fear. I have chosen to take action. I have chosen to go all the way. And so many people make the conscious decision to rationalize because they're on their way to the lottery tickets. They're on their way to the beer. They're on their way to go home and have sex or whatever, you know, whatever's going on. They're on their way to go act trendy and cool to the point of they'll watch a woman bleed to death in the grocery store aisle and take pictures of her because they are so dehumanized themselves. When you dehumanize somebody else, you've now dehumanized yourself. And, I mean, that's really the key here. How do we put up with this war that's a total fraud? How do we put up with the evil that's happening? How do we put up with the FEMA camps they're building? Well, I mean, coast to coast, people are getting shot, stabbed in the street, nobody helps them. It's the same attitude. Well, let me tell you, nobody's going to help you when you're in trouble. So go ahead and yuppie around and giggle and smile and do your deal. Or your trendy, windy group, whatever part of whatever niche you're in, and just grasp a hold of that and just hope that it'll feed your family as all this unfolds. We'll come back and tell you who runs the ball game when we get back.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water purifier, only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa. Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Government is best which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains 3 DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
Aaron Dykes again in studio with us. I'm going to have him back on Friday for another full hour to really vet this out. In part one, we got into the founding of eugenics, how it all started. In like a minute or two, Aaron, recap that. And again, we're doing this because we did all this research for Endgame, and we just can't wait with this info. We have to get it out to you now. Plus, we have to condense it down in the film. And on Friday, we'll play some of tomorrow's children clips and some of the movies that popularized and tried to legitimize forced sterilization and infanticide here in the U.S. people being hauled off to jail to have their organs cut out. Sounds like China today. And then let's get into after World War II, or I think we've gotten up to World War II, and then the new names today and how it governs our society. Aaron Dykes.
Yeah, absolutely. We're talking about how sterilization, forced sterilization, laws about marriage, laws to selectively breed, and eugenics policies in Germany didn't arise in Germany, didn't come from Hitler and his extreme ideas. It came out of Britain. It came out of social Darwinism. It came out of science at that age and spread like wildfire through America. Amongst our elite societies, and then down to common people as well. And it all started with Darwin's theories on evolution, and, you know, he, of course, developed the idea that heredity and change and mutation drive things, and his cousin, Francis Galton, ran with the ball from there. He seized upon that idea and wanted to apply it to mankind. And from there, we have horrible things. We have eugenics, which is breeding people selectively and forcibly sterilizing people and wiping them out.
And just studying how neurotic and control freak-like, whether it was England, Germany, Italy, Mexico, the U.S., these little neurotic twit classes were, and how they would just run around grabbing completely healthy people. I mean, it's bad enough to sterilize, you know, poor mentally retarded folks who, by the way, selectively weren't even going to breed anyways. They would just run around doing this. And I mean, the big picture here is most Americans, most people globally, don't know what eugenics is. And number two, they don't know how then it changed into all these other things after the war, and how it is the governing system of the Club of Rome, the CFR, the New World Order, Prince Philip, Prince Charles, of course, Prince Bernhard and the Queen of the Netherlands. I mean, this is all they write about. This is all they say. Let's come up to World War II and Joseph Mengele and his boss and how they were protected. I mean, let's walk through that.
That's right, Alex. And this isn't like 9/11, where even though the evidence doesn't add up, even though the people know, they at least still have their official story. This is an open secret. This is history. It's not in your history book, probably, but it's mainstream history. And we are talking about how the Carnegies and the Harrimans and the Rockefellers bankrolled these scientific institutions to pursue eugenics systematically, to spread sterilization laws and marriage laws, 30 of them in the United States at the height in about 1935, something like 25, a couple years earlier.
That doesn't matter. Keep going.
It doesn't matter. And Hitler was inspired by Davenport, Laughlin, and other directors, Madison Grant, who wanted to exterminate people and wrote books on the passing of the great race, which refers to the Nordic race.
And Hitler said that was his Bible. And to be clear, I don't mean it doesn't matter that they did that in 30 states. I mean, you know, 25 here, 30, you know, at the peak. It's just
the point. It was a movement. That's the point. This was an entire movement of history, and most of us know very little about it until we do research.
So the war ends, though, and Hitler's killed millions. The war's killed over 20 million people total just during the war. And what happens to these top Nazi eugenicist scientists? You know, we know about the rocket scientists and the jet scientists, but what, I mean, who are the British and the U.S. really after?
Well, we have the Nuremberg trials, where the entire world is freaked out. We've just found out how far eugenics has gone and all the atrocities of the Holocaust and everything. But behind the scenes, the British science circles are lobbying to not prosecute these scientists. They want to continue to collaborate with them because they've got parallel offices in their royal institutions. They don't want to throw these guys in jail and kill them. They continue to research with them. Guys like Otmar von Buescher, who was Mengele's boss and ran the eugenics division of Kaiser Wilhelm, was not prosecuted. He continued operating under, you know, the title eugenicist. I mean, not eugenicist, genetics.
So, and that's a key. When the war ended, they stopped calling it eugenics, and they call it environmentalism, they call it conservation, they call it post-human, trans-human. There's a bunch of these terms, and they openly said, we are going to be crypto-eugenicists, we're going to take over society. The National Birth Control League becomes Planned Parenthood. There were some other key buzzwords where they changed the name of sustainability, the sustainability movement. And literally, so when you see these big environmental Live Aid concerts and things, you're there because you want to save the earth. There are some problems. There are some environmental problems. No. They're there because they want to set the precedent that man is bad.
Yeah, it's just like out of Bilderberg this year, Jim Tucker reported the buzzword is going to be sustainability, conservatism, conservationism. It's the same thing out of
eugenics. Stay there. Stay there. It all comes out of eugenics. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
One of America's greatest patriots, Patrick Henry, said, "Give me liberty or give me death." It was Patrick Henry who forced the Bill of Rights to be added to the Constitution, your unalienable or unchangeable right to religious freedom, freedom of the press, freedom of speech, or the right to own a gun. There are certain movements underway to strip you of these unalienable, unchangeable rights today. To help you grasp the loss of these freedoms, we'll send you absolutely free a one-year subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. It's absolutely free. Operators are standing by to assist you. Just call right now.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Strange days have called us. Strange days have tracked us down.
Dykes here in studio with me, and for people watching out there on the internet at a later date at PrisonPlanet.tv, the point we're trying to make here to everybody is that we have been studying, I have been studying the New World Order for more than 15 years, on air for more than 13 now, or coming up on 13, I forget, I need to count it up. You study, you learn, you look at things, and I go off what I can prove. I go off what I can document. I go off these patterns. And really, I always knew eugenics was a governing force. I knew the elite always thought they were better than us. They had scientific rationales and pseudoscience excuses for killing people en masse and sterilizing. I knew that their great goal was to reduce 80% of the world's population. Ted Turner says 95% in Autobahn magazine. And I knew that the eugenicist about 110 years ago, they spawned conservation. They spawned environmentalism. They spawned all these terms. So it isn't like they invented those. Because people say, what do you mean in 45 they became these? Those were already there. If you go study, they all founded those too. I mean, it's incredible. And then some will say, well, you know, it is tough to say it, but we need to get rid of the infirm, and we need to get rid of the retarded, and we need to get rid of the mentally ill, and we're making things better. And the earth is, maybe they had a point. Oh, maybe, and I've heard liberals say maybe Hitler had a point, and he was a socialist. Point is, anytime you try to manage and centralize, it will be abused. And the type of people that want to make the decision on who's sterilized are sickos. I mean, it's the same little twitly control freak types. I mean, I've seen them in my own life, that same look. Just want to punch them in the teeth. Look at these photos of these Nazis and watching these films of them and these Brits and these Americans. And they always have their genuinely, and they all twit around and how they're better than everybody. And, of course, usually they go to mental institutions. They've got mental problems. They're perverts. They go to jail. I mean, it's a bunch of sickos. A normal person just wants to leave everybody alone, live their life. And, of course, eugenics was saying we'll breed people and get super brains. Actually, when you breed people who are super intelligent, you tend to get mental patients out of it. You tend to get people who have mental disorders. The major studies that have come out, and this actually came out at eugenics conferences, people who were against it would stand up and show their real scientific studies that it was just average families, average or even lower intelligence, tend to produce the super geniuses. But, see, another thing is everything flies in the face of what eugenics said as well. It is the randomness of breeding and the selection process, and it is literally space rays and sunbeams, you know, different types of radiation that are altering the DNA, that are, giving rise to the variety and the mutations. And then I want to get into some argument. That is the science of it, and that's how God does it. But we're only beginning to understand this. But so there's a lot of, like Dr. Pianca here at UT in Austin, he said, 90% need to die. Need to start soon. It's going to be a great thing. We need a police state like China has. This is a quote to enforce the one-child policy. And then his students were online, and we read graduate papers saying, well, most of the class wants to kill everybody. All humans must die. So, see, it's the perfect religion, and it's what it is. It's a religion. I was watching the Live Earth AID concert this weekend, and they had it from the Vatican. They had it from other places. They were saying it was a religion. I mean, this is the new religion. It's the religion of death. So we're up to World War II. They protect all these people. They bring them back here. They turn into crypto, what they call crypto. In fact, you have those documents. Go through those for people, Aaron. Go through the crypto eugenicists, how they change the names. You've got hundreds of documents. It doesn't matter if you can't find it. Just start going through what happened from 45 after.
That's right. We're talking about how their key buzzword, eugenics, was literally swept into a movement throughout the Western world, was ruined by everything the Nazis did, and they had to take it underground. They had to revoke their name of eugenicists publicly. They had to publicly renounce and then continue their work as anthropologists, as biologists.
But then they were made the heads of the UN programs. They were they were put in chief positions everywhere. Kurt Waldheim, the Nazi, was made UN Secretary General. My point is they were put in all power positions.
That's right. That's the real key. While there is a political hanging of the Nazi regime, behind the scenes, the scientific community kept its own, retained, and continued their programs through genetics and everything else. And, of course, the real technology does advance, but the key thing throughout it is the social control. While the geniuses really come from random breeding and nature has a mind of its own, what they really want through conservation and eugenics and selective breeding is societal control of everyone. That's the key, just like in Brave New World.
And now we've learned that in the 20s they were saying they were going to herd us into tiny cities. What we found is that they're sticking to the same plan. They're sticking to stuff developed at the latest 80 years ago, and some of it 150 years ago. Hell, some of it by Malthus in 1795. I mean, they're just sticking to it. But when you think about it, Rockefeller and all these people, a lot of them were born, in 1907 and stuff. So this is still new to them. This is their plan.
Yeah, that's right. The Rockefellers just so happen to be everywhere that conservation is. John D. Rockefeller Jr.'s got his hand in Bureau of Social Hygiene. And today they're pushing HPV vaccines, quote, worldwide, which happens to be the same phrasing they used when pushing eugenics and supporting the Nazi programs. Worldwide campaign.
Yeah.
A worldwide campaign. Going back to Malthus, who believed...
No, that's a key. When World War II ends, the Rockefellers increase funding of eugenics, and were so arrogant they even kept the names eugenics. Okay, they're not playing games. Continue.
Yeah, sterilization did not stop when eugenics became unpopular.
By the way, I went to Margaret Sanger Elementary School when we lived in Dallas. And they had a statue over there, and the school was like half black. It was a big sick joke, you know, exterminate the blacks. And the little black kids and all the other kids were sitting around on the statue of Margaret Sanger, who called blacks scum who had to be killed. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's right. But she had the black leaders like W.B. Du Bois, who formed the NAACP. She had him in her pocket, and they were working together. And they would exchange letters. Let's not let the blacks find out we do want to exterminate them. And if they do... we know where to keep control. It's with the black pastors.
I'm glad you mentioned that. Find that letter. I forgot to do that in the voiceover. We've got to add that to the film. That is key. Go ahead.
Yeah, we'll grab that.
Of course, we'll be called Al-Qaeda or probably be called racist for saying we shouldn't kill all the blacks.
Yeah, it happened.
No, that's how it works. When you're against Arnold for being a Nazi, you're now a Nazi.
Happen to not be in favor of that.
Well, but you're evils because you don't want to kill them. Go ahead.
But yeah, like I was saying, sterilization does not stop when eugenics becomes unpopular. It remains on the laws in many states in the United States until at least 1953 at a conservative number.
It really went on until 87.
Continues on the books, on the law, heavily promoted in Canada and Sweden until the late 70s. And Australia, everywhere else in Europe. It goes on and on.
And folks, in between their vacations, in between their mistresses, in between buying fine art, all they do is talk about how they want to kill us. It's every waking minute. They go to conferences. They finance it with their own money. They give billions. Ted Turner, again, out of one side of his mouth, we got to get rid of 95%. The other side, I have a special injection for the baby. How obvious is it, Aaron? And then we find out these human vaccines are indeed sterilizing the women. These people are just...
Yeah, the sterilization in the third world is absolutely abominable. It's hard to even wrap your head around.
It's going on right now.
And the Club of Rome writes about the limits of development, which all comes right back to Malthus, the idea of the population collapse being likely but also being planned and facilitated and led on, because when you cull off that portion of the population, they believe that's one of two steps. That's the negative eugenic side to fostering in this new super race.
I remember in high school I had a teacher, and I didn't know what she was talking about, but she was a big liberal, what you'd call a liberal, really a fascist pig. And, again, most socialists who think they are really just a pit of hell. And I remember her going, oh, after the Renaissance, the Renaissance was caused because half the population died. It's good when they die. And, I didn't know. This is their religion. It's, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Aaron.
Yeah, I want to switch gears just a bit and get into one of the few critics of eugenics who was also probably the first anti-vaccine activist, and that's Alfred Russel Wallace, who really has a pretty strong stake in being ahead of Darwin with the theory of evolution.
Oh, there's been whole books written about how, of course, Darwin was this inbred twit, not even smart. He stole it all from him, yeah, of course.
Yeah, you can kind of debate whether he stole it or whether different scientists influenced who, but the point is that Alfred Russel Wallace published his findings in 1858. He's a middle-class guy without connections and to these British...
That's many years before, yeah.
Yeah, well, it's 1 year before Darwin. He publishes a year later, conveniently.
He must have published... I guess Darwin published another big paper 5 years later because I was looking at a report, but go ahead.
They all did years of work, yeah, obviously, but the key Origin of Species was published 1 year after Wallace and heavily draws from Wallace, and it's, on one hand, it's kind of a middle-class struggle because these elites kind of snub him, and later when he becomes an anti-vaccine campaign, he not only doesn't trust governments in general due to their influence and agendas in pushing things like vaccines, he also thinks that the risk in terms of science outweigh the benefits, and they just scoffed at him, of course, and look what vaccines have done today, look what they're still pushing.
Well, actually, vaccines have caused an increase in disease. And we have all the graphs from Australia, the U.S., everywhere. And they all show the exact same thing. It's incredible. With hygiene and sewage systems being put in and rodents being reduced and fleas and ticks, really with pesticides and soaps, you see disease go like this until about 1920. Then when vaccines come back in, now remember, here's the high of disease. It goes down. Here's how the graph looks. It goes down, 1920, and then it goes back up and then planes off. Vaccines actually cause more. But just.
Yeah, and that was actually one of the arguments Wallace made, that it was sanitation and new developments in that department, which were really...
That's just absolute fact. It's absolute graph. It's just, there's no debating it. Every country, same graph, exact same line. Because they're all under the same British eugenics control, so they all bring this stuff in at the same time. Again, because they love you so much, they want to put something special in you. And the Rockefellers at the very time are spending millions, and this is in 1920s money, on how to isolate cancer viruses and how to put them into stasis. Go ahead.
And Alfred Wallace, who not only developed evolution on the one hand, but also pursued spirituality, not even like Christianity, just general, there is a spirit, there's some kind of thing. He was further left out by these scientists whose own religion relies in the science itself and everything they're doing. And that's kind of where it branches off into a separate side, is their utopian belief. I mean, it's one thing to see a pattern of hereditary and study it and ask, you know, where do traits come from? Is it influenced from our family as well as our environment? But they immediately pursued it. When Galton developed eugenics, he didn't research it to find out if it's a legitimate thing. He embraced it in a utopian way, spread it through society, and by the time he died, he had a work. Galton had a work he had been working on for 10 years called "Can't Say Where," which was a utopian society fostered by eugenics and complete social control. And he was too embarrassed to publish it, wanted to burn it. But you could see he had tied his own ideas and beliefs into that, something that you'll see also in the Rockefellers, also in H.G. Wells.
And they didn't destroy it. The elite grabbed it and are trying to implement it.
That's right. And then you got guys...
I mean, folks, we got Wells in what you're talking about, atomic weapons that they already had?
1915.
Yeah, folks, they're suppressed a lot.
He doesn't only predict the atomic weapon, he predicts a war of Axis powers of Central European versus allies, ending their war with nuclear bombs.
And then you get the Carol Quigley documents where he documents how this group of British bankers headed by the Rothschilds literally funded Hitler. Then you find out it's right where they funded him to tear everything up. And then you've got Wells writing books about how they're going to do it. I mean, it's just incredible.
And the key to the New World Order, which is always involved with this eugenic stuff, is Wells foresaw this bomb bringing in, his story is called When the World Was Set Free. It's about how after the bomb, a socialist world government comes.
He also does that with things to come. Where these black stealth bombers land with guys in spacesuits and bring in the one world government and enslave everyone, but it's wonderful.
In fact, a lot of people are surely familiar with a lot of Wells' work, but I want to read some of his titles that kind of give you a hint into his belief in utopia and world government. And some of them are A Modern Utopia, The New World Order, The Open Conspiracy, A Blueprint for World Revolution, which, by the way, he advocates being silent and slow and...
don't ever let them know you're doing it. Just be, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's like they deny, there's no North American Union, there's no... Saturn's closer to the sun.
And he also has The Shape of Things to Come, which was also made into a movie, where, again, he foresees a technocracy where scientists rule. It's not democratic, it's not a republic, it's ruled by scientists.
And in truth, it's a bunch of pedophile old men who are completely insane.
Mm-hmm.
Running around talking about how they're scientists drinking tea all day. I mean, it's what we found, ladies and gentlemen. We can conclusively report to you here. With a complete psychopath run everything. Sorry, go ahead.
Not to distract, it's a big issue. On another side of the coin, Alfred E. Wigham, who was the Protestant, he was kind of the religious side of eugenics.
Jesus,
he was the one.
Yeah,
he believed, he at least claimed that Jesus would be president of the Eugenics Society. Or the Eugenics Congress, he actually called it, but he was trying to infuse...
It's the opposite. He said, what you do to the least of these, you do to me. But no, they're all about killing the weak.
Yeah, the meek shall inherit the earth, so we must kill through eugenics. But, yeah, Wiggum not only believed these kind of things, he wrote his new Decalogue of Science, where he believed eugenics was the duty of man, that science was the duty of man, and also had a commandment about the duty of internationalism. So you can see this New World Order.
That's all they talk about is get rid of America, take the guns. They say we're going to enslave everybody, but it's going to be so great. I mean, folks, you ought to read. And then we got Richard Nixon, all these people agreeing later. I mean, every president, if even Kennedy's in there, man, they just run everything, man. They are sick. Mm-hmm. They are sick, sick, sick. They're also wrong about stuff over and over again, but they don't care. They go, we failed three times our New World Order. We'll now be trying again. Well, we've got all their quotes. I mean, we actually went and bought the books, folks. Aaron?
Yeah, that's true. And that world of Brave New World where the society controls breeding and at best you're repressing your nature by, you know, agreeing to be a part of the society, it pops up again. It's the same thing they're doing. It's Kissinger and food is a weapon. It is...
Well, here's the deal. Friday, plus we're doing the final research on that. We're doing the voiceover right at the end of the film now for, you know, the current and then future eugenics. Let's collate all that on Friday, have you in for a full hour on the present and the future. We're now up to like the 50s. Let's go through 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, and then get into the current and then future. Maybe even an hour and a half on Friday, Aaron. You've done a great job, and I really appreciate you coming in and talking to us. We're going to post part one, part two, and part three on the internet at PrisonPlanet.tv for all the folks that are out there. If you're watching this later on YouTube or Google Video and you want it in higher quality, be sure and get a membership at PrisonPlanet.tv. And you also support our work here, and we're able to finance this fight here. We don't have the Rockefellers funding us, folks. We'll be right back with the final segment. Thank you, Aaron Dykes.
Baby, baby, I'm gonna leave you.
It's here after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions. Credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is, you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
It is the final segment. We will have Aaron in here for part 3. There will be even more detail. The 60s, the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, into the 2000s, and then the future plan. The problem here is we have so much documentation, so much information. We're going to go over all that for you on Friday with a final part 3 here for you on the eugenics. Now, before I end this hour and hit one or two final news items, I want to encourage everybody to get firearms, to get water filters, to try to get out of debt, to have some good friends and family, a place you can go if we do go into martial law, which I hope doesn't happen, but you need a real insurance policy. And you saw how they took the people's food. You saw they didn't have food, or they forced them out of their homes with what happened with Katrina. You don't want to end up like that. This is an insurance policy that you can eat. And you don't want to have to give up all of your liberties and freedoms for a bowl of rice or a slice of bread, as the J. Michael Stevens Group says. eFoodsDirect.com is their website, or 1-800-409-5633. eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633. They have got the highest quality food for the lowest prices I've seen. I got a year's supply from them. They are just excellent product. They are the longest continually operating company in the U.S. with storable foods and other survival products. 1-800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com. If you want to stay free and stay alive, you have to have food, ladies and gentlemen. It is one of the basics. This stuff lasts for 10 years. eFoodsDirect.com or 1-800-409-5633. Give them a call today. Also, another great sponsor is Solutions from Science in Thomas, Illinois. And the product at blacklistedherbs.com is Shilajit. They got a whole bunch of products. But this one is the Shilajit out of the Himalayan mountains in Tibet and Nepal. 84 different types of minerals in ionic formula in these mineral deposits. Just incredible stuff, ladies and gentlemen. And they've got a deal where they want you to try it. So no credit card. You know, usually it's, well, try before you buy, but you really already pay for it. No, just your name, your address. They send it to you. They send you an invoice. If you like it, when the three-month supply is gone, you order more and pay the first invoice and get the second bottle shipped to you. It's a great mineral, and we're taking it here at the office and really like it. And again, I don't push anything here that I don't take, and I've checked into the stuff. It's really good stuff. Give them a call, 877-327-0365 or blacklistedherb.com. That's 877-327-0365 or blacklistedherb.com. Shilajit, ladies and gentlemen, tell them Alex Jones sent you. In closing for this hour, there is good things happening. A bunch of GOP senators, it was like two of them last week, then two more over the weekend. Senator Domenici and others are now, Representative Doolittle, very conservative out of California. I mean, these are mainline people, and their political instincts are kicking in. They know it means political suicide just to stay for this war. The word's out that the war is going as planned. Break it up, balkanize the nation. Now they're announcing they're going to break it in three parts. We told you that a year before the war, almost 5 years ago. I mean, in 2002, we told you this. Okay, because we had official Pentagon plans. People are always like, well, how do you know? How do you know? Alex Jones must be an agent. He always knows what's going to happen. They say it. They say it, okay? Hundreds of documents. It was all in CFR documents. It was all in there. They brag, folks. I mean, they said before 9/11, we're going to have terror attacks and take all your rights. I mean, they did it. They don't play games. They said they were going to have World War II. To bring in a new world order in 1915. They said they were going to have atomic bombs in 1915. I mean, these people don't play games. They're totally insane. They got 170 IQs at bare minimum. They're totally bloodthirsty. They like to kill people. And they're turning your cops into a bunch of demons, brainwashing them. They're brainwashing the public. The public's turning into demons. Everything's unraveling. They're building huge FEMA camps. We got to fight them. Believe me, it's worse than I even thought, folks. I just can't believe the things I'm discovering. I just pray God protect people. Whoever, I don't think any of us deserve it, but I love my family and I'm selfish. God, just please protect us. I mean, and please help us fight the evil. And we'll try to stand up for those that can't protect themselves. All right, God bless you all. See you back tomorrow.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.